I have the pleasure tonight sitting in with Coach Chris Smoot of the Clinton Cardinals. He and his team had a homecoming game against Sedalia Smith Cotton. Good evening, Coach.
Hey, how are you doing tonight, Stephanie?
I'm pretty good. Thank you very much for asking. Now, how are you doing? Now, I know you suffered a loss in this game, but how did the boys play?
You know, we took steps forward. We played a lot better tonight, and we've continued to do that all season. We got a long way to go, but we have continued to get better every week.
Now, Coach, I do want to let everyone know, Sedalia Smith Cotton 28 to Clinton 6, but this was your homecoming game. How did your homecoming game, how was the morale for homecoming?
Well, we were very excited, and our fans and our supporters, and we had a great turnout. Our superintendent asked me to come in and speak to our alumni that were back. They had an alumni barbecue. I went in and talked to them at about 6 o'clock this evening, about an hour before kickoff. Had a huge crowd in there for that. The excitement was still there. It's still homecoming. And especially on a nice crisp fall afternoon like we had today, and we had our parade and all the good stuff that goes with it. It was still very, very energetic.
Now, Coach, this is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How was that field tonight?
Well, there's really no dumb questions, but we have turf, so it was fine.
Oh, okay. You have turf. All right.
And I'll say this. We got the turf last year in our community back, and we made some huge improvements in our facilities. And we had a new field house and the new stadium. Same stadium. We got the new turf field and a new all-weather track. And days like what we've had the last couple with all the rain, it's pretty awesome. And I'm very, very thankful to all the people who made that happen, because we didn't skip a beat. We've been able to practice and get good quality work done, because we're not slipping and sliding in mud. And tonight for the game was no different.
That's absolutely right. I imagine a lot of other teams out there came home a muddy mess.
My wife is she washes our uniforms, and she's very happy when we play at home, because she doesn't have to scrub any stains out.
Yes. See, and all these other places, all these other teams, all these other schools, they need to listen to this. A lot of happy women out there if they just get the turfs. All right, Coach, you want to tell us a little bit how you played offensively?
So offensively tonight, we struggled in the first half, and we came in and we made some corrections, and we started getting some stuff going, and we actually held the ball for over 7 minutes of the third quarter. And we started being able to put some stuff together. Sam Bayless and Ian McWilliams, running very, very tough, did an outstanding job of running the football. Tyler Drake made some good decisions with the ball and making some throws to Chaz Bailey and Braden West-Husing. And it was, we got the ball moving down the field, but again, our youth and experience keeps biting us in the butt, and we make that mistake at the wrong time. You know, that one guy is for whatever reason we had an offsides penalty, and we worked to overcome that, or we'd miss a block, or little things like that, and we take a step backwards, and we didn't get into the end zone until very late. They were already up on us 28-0, and it was late in the game when Chaz caught a touchdown pass from Tyler. But we did put some things together and finally start moving forward and stop shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit there in the second half.
Now, Coach, you said due to your youth also, you want to remind everyone out there, how young is your team?
We start two freshmen and several sophomores. We only have 7 seniors total in our program, and one of those is our kicker. We don't have a lot of older guys. We do have some juniors that they're playing for the first time, and they're surrounded by those freshmen and sophomores. And so it's a true growing experience. I mean, we got 2 kids that by this point last year were already done, because they played their 6-game 8th-grade schedule, and they were moving on thinking about basketball and wrestling. It's a new world, and a couple other guys, they're still struggling to adapt.
Now, Coach, going back to the scoreboard, and we were just speaking about how you did offensively, we've been talking a lot this season. I have spoken with so many coaches about how the scoreboard does not always reflect how the kids play. And the way you described it, they really were giving it their all tonight.
They were. We actually talked about, we try to ignore the scoreboard, and we talk about that all the time. We're trying to set ourselves up with developing the habits to be successful. You know, practicing with a purpose and, you know, playing with a purpose greater than ourselves, and that's our teammates. And we went into the game. There are three things that we can control, and that was the amount of effort that we give on every play, the attitude that we have during the game, and whether or not we're a good teammate. And you know, when we got done with the ball game, I asked them to grade themselves on those three things. And to a man, they were able to sit back and grade themselves. And we had most of our kids gave 100% on every snap. They gave what they had. Most of them, to a man, were able to sit back and say, Coach, I kept my head up. I had a positive attitude. I didn't let a negative play get me down. And you know, for the most part, we were very good teammates to each other. We encouraged one another tonight in a way that we hadn't in quite a long time, and picked each other up and helped each other bounce back and focus. And I'm very proud of them. You know, that scoreboard doesn't always tell you the whole truth. But, you know, we got to play a little bit better so we can get on the other side of it.
Absolutely. Coach, before you leave us, you want to talk a little bit about how your defensive line played?
Well, our defense, you know, we were kind of panned on a short field. We came out. They had a really good drive to start the game. We made a fourth down stand inside the 5-yard line. They came away with no points, but we couldn't get anything going. We had a short punt, again, a short field, and they managed to get a touchdown on the board, and that was early in the second quarter, 0-0 after one. It was early in the second quarter. They managed to, again, like I said, we couldn't get out of the hole, and we played on our end of the field the whole second quarter, and they got two more on us, and it was 21-0 when we came to the locker room. We got things going a little bit. We were able to get off of our side of the field, finally crossed the 50 there in the third quarter, and the defense, you know, when we helped them out offensively, it's kind of funny how those things work together. When we helped them out offensively, our defense rose up, and they gave up. It was a pretty darn good play that we finally gave up a score in the second half. But we came out of the locker room. We made some adjustments. We made some things happen, and our kids played pretty darn well.
All right, Coach, you want to remind everyone where you're going to be next week?
We're going to be home again next week against Monat. They're coming all the way up from down in southwest Missouri, and they're a pretty darn good football team. They had a big one tonight with Carl Junction. I'm waiting to see how they did. And you know, they're an awful good program, well coached, and they're going to come up here to our place next Friday night, and we're going to see what we can do.
All right, Coach. Anything else you'd like to add tonight?
You know, again, just thank you for all that you guys do, giving us the opportunity as coaches to talk about our kids and you know, asking us. To me, they're the right questions, not just what was the score and who played really well, but who was doing the right things and doing it the right way.
Well, thank you, Coach, and thank you for always calling in, win or lose. We do appreciate that.
You know, I'm trying to teach my kids sportsmanship, and I got to lead from the front, right?
Absolutely, sir. Coach Chris Smoot, the Clinton Cardinals coach, always a pleasure to speak with him. He and his team, part of tonight's KMZU 5th Quarter Show.